The first segment of the firearm deer season is now history, and archery deer hunters are back in the woods, at least until December 4th. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to our final show for the 2013 recreational season. And as we mentioned, the first three-day segment of the firearm deer hunting season is now history, and much of this outcome is going to be based on how well hunters weathered the storm, so to speak. We had some pretty powerful winds and some pretty cool temperatures, at least on Friday and Saturday of the hunt. Then Sunday of the hunt, we had bitterly cold temperatures. So for this hunter, it was a wait and see until next segment of the season. But we do have some results from the archery deer hunt. The weekend preceding the annual firearm deer season opener is typically the best 2 days of the year for archery deer hunters. However, powerful winds and storms on that Saturday and Sunday resulted in the harvest levels significantly lower than would typically be expected on what is traditionally the highest harvest weekend of the archery season. Now, results through November 17th show Illinois archery deer hunters enjoying pretty doggone good success, except during the past weekend. Though still running slightly behind last year's totals, archers are setting an excellent pace. Now, through November 17th, Illinois deer hunters, the archery deer hunters, harvested 44,387 whitetails. As mentioned, the figures are down from those in 2012. Last year's total during this same period was 48,179, about a 4,000 deer total. The buck harvest last weekend again topped the doe harvest, with bucks comprising 65% of the 7-day harvest. The buck doe percentage for the entire season has risen to 50% each now. And the top five counties for archery harvest during this period were Pike with 1,977, Fulton with 1,306, Jefferson with 1,070, Adams with 993, and Joe Davies with 887. Results through November 17th for some of our local counties show Calhoun County archers bagging 552 deer, which is down from 630 last year. Greene County hunters harvested 559, 109 fewer than a year ago. Archers in Macoupin County recorded 714 whitetails, some 21 less, while Morgan County hunters tagged 399 deer, down by 64 from the previous year. Archery harvest in Jersey County through November 17th was 421, compared to 447 a year ago. The Madison County harvest stands at 669, which was 194 fewer than in 2012. And in Montgomery County, hunters had bagged 491 deer through November 17th. This is compared to 568 the previous year. And in Bond County, hunters bagged 293 deer, 8 fewer than in 2012. Now, the Illinois archery deer season does continue through January 19th. The season temporarily closed during the first weekend of firearm deer hunting, which was November 22nd through the 24th, and closes again temporarily December 5th through the 8th for the second segment. A special muzzleloader-only season is scheduled for December 13th through the 15th, and hunters possessing muzzleloader permits are also allowed to hunt during the second segment of the firearm deer season, which again is December 5th through the 8th. A special late-season antlerless-only hunt is scheduled for select counties December 26th through the 29th and January 17th through the 19th. The late-winter season permits will soon become available at Illinois license vendors statewide. In addition, hunters with unfilled county permits from the regular firearm, youth, and muzzleloader season may also hunt during this special season, provided their permits are valid in the particular county open to this hunt. It is important to note that the unfilled permits are valid only for the county that they were originally issued, and hunters wishing to utilize unfilled firearm or muzzleloader permits and are unsure of their county should check with the Department of Natural Resources to make sure that their county is open for the late season hunt. So we do have probably a bit of a tough start to the firearm deer season. There may be a lot of guys using their leftover permits during the late winter hunt. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back with more right after these messages.
Do you have something to buy, sell, or trade? Well, then the WSMI Trading Post is for you.
It's like shopping without leaving your house.
I have a large reptile cage.
I'm looking to buy pigeons. Up to 100 of them. And I want to thank you. I sold that metal patio set I had.
You got to provide your own reptile, though?
Yeah, no, my reptile's not going with it.
Catch the post weekdays at 9:45 on WSMI AM 1540.
Okay, we're back. And if you're not a deer hunter, we do have some news on the waterfowl scene. It does appear that the Mississippi River area fish and wildlife area, or Mississippi River fish and wildlife area, that is off to a good start over there. In fact, hunters enjoyed excellent success during the first quarter of their season. And most areas, hunters surpassed the long-term average for the opening weekend. Hunters on Batchtown area during the first quarter harvested 2,149 ducks, up 11% from the long-term average. At Calhoun Point, another 1,041 ducks were harvested. This is 47.7% over the long-term average. At the Glades, hunters harvested 1,446 ducks, and this was 87.7% over their long-term average. And more success was enjoyed by hunters at Godar. Here, hunters bagged 2,039 ducks, which was 14% over their long-term average. The harvest at Stump Lake was 1,668 ducks, 14% over the long-term average. And it does appear that hunters were off for a pretty good start. The MRI totals for check station areas totaled 8,343 ducks. The high harvest, they said, is likely due to the huge number of ducks within the Illinois River Valley, which was basically four times the 10-year average. So the duck hunt is off to a good start. And if you have a youngster interested in goose hunting or waterfowl hunting, youngsters interested in participating in the 14th annual Central Illinois Youth Goose Hunt, sponsored by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, can now register for the hunt. This hunt will be held, as it always is, traditionally during the holiday week, and that's December 26th through the 27th. Now, to register, young hunters must phone into the DNR at 217-785-8060. That number again is 217-785-8060 to register for the drawing to participate in the hunt. The registration deadline is Friday, December 6th, and the youth hunt will be held at private waterfowl hunt clubs in Peoria, Fulton, and Knox counties. This is a great opportunity. There's a lot of great hunting up there, and this year the Canada goose population should be at an all-time high. The Central Illinois Youth Goose Hunt is a holiday week tradition for young hunters, and IDNR Director Mark Miller wants to encourage youth to phone in and now and be eligible for the drawing to participate in the fun event. Now, a lottery drawing involving all youngsters who phone in to register will be conducted on Monday, December 9th, and young hunters selected will be notified by mail. First-time applicants will be given a priority over previous participants in the hunt. Now, the hunt is open to youngsters ages 10 to 15 at the time of the hunt. All applicants must successfully have completed a hunter safety education course, possess a valid Illinois hunting or sportsman's license, and have a Harvest Information Program HIP number, and as well as a 20-gauge shotgun or larger. Youth participants must be accompanied by the parent or guardian who will possess a valid firearm owner's identification card. So there's a great opportunity. And once more, to register for the hunt, phone 217-785-8060. And as we mentioned, this is the last of our programs for the 2013 season. We'll be back next spring with more fishing and hunting news. And until then, there's plenty more to be found in the outdoors. I'm Kurt Hicken. Have a great year.